Welcome to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. What's going on? I am really excited to share this episode with you because this is more of just like a personal life update. Obviously, there are lessons in there that are going to apply to literally anything in your life, but I really just like was going through it the last week or two with this change in mom life. And I know some of you are either trying to conceive and will be moms and maybe in this place one day. Some of you are already moms, like all the things. So I think it's just really important to talk about this stuff too. So what we are talking about is my transition from co-sleeping with Madison to no longer co-sleeping, quote unquote sleep training, which we like didn't really do, which we're going to talk about. And just like the change that really like happened with it, the emotional toll of it, why we did it, how we did it, all the things, right? But before we get into that, I want to make sure that you all know that I have an email list and I send out an email every single Wednesday. It's called Wellness Wednesday. And I'll send, like, for example, today I sent links to like my new favorite joggers from Target and these jeans I got from them. I'll share just like random things I'm loving, some random recipes. I'll share like life updates. And then I also share like, you know, podcast roundups in case you missed them. I also will share when new programs are coming out. You're always the first ones on the email list to get access to things, to get the best pricing of things, like all the stuff. So if you are not on the email fam yet, in on the list, in the fam, whatever you want to say, the link for that will be in the show notes. So make sure you hop on it because also like, that's why I also have this platform, because like social media and stuff, like you don't own that stuff. So like, I always want to make sure that I'll be able to contact all of you. Like if anything blows up in the social media world, I'm like, I kind of make sure I could speak to my girls, which is obviously why I have this podcast. But the email list is another really great way that we could connect. If you aren't already part of it, make sure you get on that. Okay. So let's get into this. So if you didn't know, and maybe you're new to this podcast because we have so many new listeners, I currently have a 10-month-old baby girl. Her name is Madison. And, I just like love being a mom so much. It's the best job in the whole world. It's the most challenging job, but it's the best job in the world. And we started co-sleeping when she was 4 weeks old. I have another episode on that we'll link below, but like I really felt the pull to co-sleep with her right away. Like as soon as like we brought her home from the hospital, which we gave birth in a hospital, unmedicated, like nothing. It was absolutely incredible. I have another episode on that too. But, She was in the bassinet next to our bed and I hated it. I was like, I couldn't sleep. First of all, barely sleeping anyway. Like I was feeding her every hour and a half, which means you could get like maybe 45 minutes of sleep by the time you start feeding, finish feeding, change them. I was also hand expressing, like it was like a whole thing. So I was barely sleeping as is. But like when I did have those 45 minute chunks to sleep in between feedings, I like could not sleep because I couldn't see her. I just felt like very anxious. I wanted her next to me. But there's always this narrative of like, oh, of course you can't put them in the bed. That's so unsafe. They'll never get out of the bed. Like, da da da. It's just like not good for them. SIDS, all these things, right? So all of that's, you know, not true either. Obviously, if you do it in a safe way, most places around the world co-sleep with their children. That's another conversation. But anyway, finally, I was just like, I'm bringing her in bed with me. And I'm so happy I did. I wish I did it right away, but we started early enough. Like we were 4 weeks, right? And I loved every second of it. Like I just love sleeping with her. It's so much easier when you're breastfeeding because like in the middle of the night, like you sideline breastfeed and it's so quick. Like you're awake, but like you're not having to get up, pick the baby up, sit up, feed them, like completely take you out of sleep. So I felt like even though my sleep has been broken up this whole time, like I felt like I was getting, you know, enough quality sleep because I was like kind of in a daze part of it, like with breastfeeding while she was just in bed. So I don't have to fully get up. And I just love that bonding time with her. I love having her close. I just loved it so, so much. It's like one of the best decisions I've made as a mom thus far is doing that. And I know it was just best for both of us. But recently, probably this has been going on maybe for 2 weeks max, I transitioned her out. Not even, maybe a week and a half. It's like so hard to remember time, but like probably for the last like few weeks, I've been just having this like intuitive nudge of like, I feel like I should be transitioning her to fully in the crib. And the way that we did this was in the beginning of the night, cause she would go to bed before me. We would put her in the crib, right? I would nurse her to sleep. She'd fall asleep on the boob. We'd do the whole routine, like always the same routine. We do dinner. My husband sings like songs to her after we put her, in the bath. I give her a bath, get her ready, do a book, boob, fall asleep on the boob, transfer her into the bed and in her crib, not in our bed, in her crib. Because like then I would, you know, clean up dinner, like do stuff, right? So I'd be still awake while she was in the crib and she would sleep for, she would get up a ton of times. Like, so say she'd be in bed by like 7:30 in her crib. Between 7:30 and like 10:30, she would sometimes be up 3 to 4 times, like literally. And I would go in there and nurse her back to sleep, put her back down. Like it was a lot. And it was always like that. She was also teething for a really long time. She has like 9 teeth already. Anyway, so she would start in her crib. And then by the, if I could finish a shower, a lot of times I wouldn't even be able to finish a shower before like she would wake up again. I would just bring her in bed with me when I was going to sleep. And if she was for very rarely, if she was sleeping by the time I was going into bed, I would just leave her in there. And then when she did wake up, which was usually shortly after or always right around that time, I would just bring her in bed with me. So that's how we did it. And she was still up a lot. Right. And then recently I was just like, noticing that she was waking up a lot more even when she was in bed with me. I was noticing she was moving a ton. She's just older now, right? She's on the move. She's almost walking. Like she's just, it's just a different stage. And I was just noticing she wasn't getting as good of sleep. She was waking up a lot more. She was moving a lot more in bed. I was noticing her like face planting a lot. And I'm like, it just felt like this was the time to switch her over. And also like she was getting so tired during the day. She was crying. She was more irritable. And I'm like, she's not getting good sleep. So I intuitively knew, I'm like, okay, it's time for, you know, us to transfer her to fully the crib. And that was the hardest, I could like still cry thinking about it, like the hardest decision I've had to make like as a mom thus far, because I love it so much. And it's such a weird feeling. Like if you are a parent, you'll understand this of like, you just like, it's crazy when like a chapter like that is closed and you're like, oh my God, like my baby is like, she's still a baby. Obviously she's only 10 months, but it's different. Like I in my head, I'm like, I'm never going to sleep with her like that again. And of course, like I will, like, of course she's like not feeling good. Or if when she's older, she ever asks to come in bed, like I of course will, but like with her at this age, this size, like cuddling with her like that time is up, like it's done. And it's a very, like, I like grieved that for days. I was sobbing at night, sobbing. Like if you're in the Mind Your Hormones Method, in our broadcast channel, I popped in there literally crying. Cause it's like behind the scenes. I always share the behind the scenes of what's going on. And I was just like, wow, this is so hard. Like it really was so, so hard. And I'm like so blessed that that's a problem that I have. Right. And I always want to preface that of like, I know maybe you listening have been trying to conceive for X amount of months or years. And you're like, I wish I had that problem. I get that. Like this is like an amazing quote unquote, it's not even a problem. I wouldn't call it a problem at all, but it's just an amazing thing that I was able to go through of like, wow, I love something so much. And something was so amazing for so long. For 9 months we slept together, and that I like grieved it so much, but it is just really hard. And what I learned in this is like doing the thing that is best doesn't mean that it's easy. And it doesn't mean that it feels good right away, because that shit was fucking hard and it did not feel good. Literally be washing dishes, sobbing, like thinking about it, sobbing. I could think about it now and I'm okay because I really moved through that. And I let myself feel it for like literally days. Like it was like a long time. Like it was really upsetting. I would like get a weird feeling going into bedtime because I was like, oh, like I miss her in bed with me. And for the first few mornings too, after, I'm going to talk about that too, but like she, even still a little bit now, she's a little bit more like clingy in the morning with me because like we don't have that bonding time. And that was the biggest thing that was really hard, was that we don't have that bonding time anymore. And it's like, yes, we're sleeping, but like sleeping together is one of the most intimate things you can do. Like we just had that closeness and that hours of, you know, skin to skin, not skin to skin because we both had clothes on, but you know what I mean? Like time together where I just like, it was just such a bonding time for us. And now that's not there anymore. And that was really hard, but it also was really, it really opened my eyes to when we are like in the day-to-day life, I'm really like more present with her now because I don't have that time with her. Cause now I'm like, wow, we don't have that bonding time together anymore. So like, I'm going to be even more present with her when we are like awake. It's such a weird thing to think of, but like, that's really how it's happening. And maybe if you've been in this situation, you understand, but I'm like, okay, I'm being even more intentional of like spending time with her in the morning. I'm always hugging her, kissing her, holding her like all the time. So that doesn't change. But that was the other thing of a reason why we really needed to move into this was because I was trying to wake up before her in the morning so that I could have that intentional time with her, even when we were sleeping together, instead of like, you know, letting her solo play, which I still do let her independent play in the morning because it's very important for the development.
Okay, if you are a mom or even a soon-to-be mom, you need to know about these two resources I have for you. The first is a totally free training. It's called How to Create Hormone-Balanced Meals. It is how you are going to create your meals, making sure they're blood sugar balancing, aka it's giving you energy without caffeine. It's supporting your hormones. It's supporting you rebalancing postpartum. It's supporting your milk supply for breastfeeding. It's supporting your mental clarity, your moods, your poops, literally everything. This is so, so, so freaking important. I want you to download this training, watch it, and make sure that you are having at least for breakfast, at least for breakfast. Obviously, I recommend for every single meal, but at least for breakfast, you're having a hormone balanced meal. It is going to set you up for success for the day. It's going to give you energy. You're going to have so much more patience and mental clarity and just everything for the day. It is essential. So download that totally free. And then I also have a recipes guide that is, I literally designed it so that you know how to, you have recipes that are plant-based, they're gluten-free, they're simple, super minimal ingredients, and they're quick. Like, I know you don't have time to be spending hours and hours in the kitchen every single night, prepping every single meal from scratch, which obviously I also know that you want to eat as whole food-based as possible. You want to support your hormones. You want to be eating well, but you also are like, fuck, I don't really exactly have the time. What am I supposed to do? So I'm the queen of making, throwing shit together and it becoming really, really good. And obviously they're all blood sugar balancing. They're all hormone balancing. Like I said, they're all plant-based, they're all gluten-free. You could, of course, adapt as necessary, but there are breakfast recipes, lunch, dinner, dessert, all of that, and it's $14.44. And I also have specific notes in there of like brands of certain things that I like, and also notes of how to tweak the recipe if you are pregnant to make sure that you're getting enough and or if you're breastfeeding. So it's really awesome, super comprehensive, highly recommend it. And you could also bundle that with a meal plan. So like if you're like, right now, if you're like, I just really don't know what to eat throughout the day. Like, I don't know exactly like how to create my day to make sure I'm getting everything that I need to rebalance postpartum, to have energy, to support my milk supply, like whatever it is. Or also you are like, I want to learn how to revamp leftovers. I want to learn how to meal prep better and to batch cook things. So I'm not cooking every single meal from scratch. Like I just said before, this meal plan is going to be really supportive for you. It's a 14-day meal plan. It comes with a grocery list and stuff. And I really show you in there, like what it could look like a day in the life. How many hours ideally to have in between each of these meals, how you can use lunch to make, or use dinner to make it for lunch the next day, how you can make leftovers, like how you can revamp what you did for dinner and make a little different for the next night so it doesn't feel like you're having the same thing, but it's the same ingredients. Like it's really, really awesome. So you could upgrade to that as well. And that's only $24.44. So it's super low ticket. I really just wanted to make it something that was available for you because I know if you are a mom or you're a mom to be, you want to be eating healthy, you want to be supporting yourself the best as you can to show up to your life as best as you possibly can, but you don't necessarily have the time. And this is really going to support you. So go check that out in the show notes, the free training, how to create hormone balanced meals, really essential. And then also the recipes guide, you could get the recipes guide on its own, or you could get it with the meal plan. So whatever floats your boat, let me know if you have any questions. And if you do get either of these, let me know which recipes you try. I love the Nourish Lentil Soup. That is a weekly staple. I love the Mexi taco vibe. Love that. Loaded Japanese sweet potatoes. Those are my faves. Let me know which ones you love and which ones you try out. Okay, let's get back to today's show.
I was like wanting to get up before her so I could get my meditation in, like brush my face. What? Brush my face. Brush my teeth, wash my face, go to the bathroom, get dressed, get my lemon water, like do what I could before she woke up. But every time I would try and get up before her, she would wake up. She was like a light sleeper, or she would just feel me get out of bed. So she would wake up, so I don't have to get back in, nurse her back, and get back. And it was just becoming an issue. So again, I just knew that it was time. And when I was talking to other people about this, who also, this was like a thing for me, like I was talking to people who never co-slept, so like they don't get it, but they were also like, okay, like, you know, if she's up so often, like this isn't sustainable for you, for her, like you have to get her to sleep. Like, why don't you do some sleep training? Like, you know, let her cry for 5 minutes and then go in, go out, let her cry for 10 minutes and then go in. And that was another reason why I was sobbing, crying. Cause I was like, for a moment, I'm like, is this the only way that I'm going to get her to sleep more soundly, is let her cry it out? Because like, I don't let her cry whatsoever. Like obviously during the day, if like she's whining or crying when she's like solo playing in her, you know, we call it a clubhouse, but it's like a big playpen, and I'm cooking and I'm like, okay, I need a second. Like I have to put this in the oven. It's going to be safe. Like obviously she'll cry for a few minutes like that. But like when she's awake and she's crying, like I do not let her cry it out. I don't like it. And if that works for you, that's amazing. Like great. I'm not saying that it's the wrong thing to do. I'm not saying that you're a bad mom if you do that. Like it's, everybody knows what's best for their baby. And for me, it just does not feel aligned to do that. And I was crying, thinking like, is this the only way that we're going to be able to get her to sleep better? Because it's not even just for me, like sleeping more soundly, but it's for her and her development. Like I know it's so important for her to get sleep. And then it affects her naps. And like, I work during her nap time. So like, I need her to be napping anyway. So that was also really hard, thinking that we were going to have to do that. Spoiler alert, we did not have to do that. And I'm going to talk about what we did do. But those were like really the reasons why I felt like it was the best choice to move her to fully sleeping in the crib. And it was the best choice. Like it really, really was. Even though it was so hard, I could see now, like of course my intuition was telling me that that was the right thing. And of course my intuition was also telling me that it did not have to be her crying it out for her sleep to drastically improve. So, what I was looking into this course that some of my friends were taking and that they recommended, taking Cara Babies. And I, again, that was a crying it out method. And then I was just like, I really don't want to do that. I had a call with a sleep consultant, and because it was to the point where I was like, okay, this isn't sustainable. Like we need to figure something out. Cause naps were all messed up. Like it was just a lot. And I had a conversation with a sleep consultant, and she was like, oh, we do the Ferber method, whatever. And I was like, okay. And I was like, this doesn't feel right. And then I came across Little Wink Sleep, which is a, like, I guess you call it sleep training course, but it's no crying it out. And it involves like regulating with them, because they can't self-regulate, right? So, and they do like a whole foundation level first before you just like pop them in the crib awake and then leave them, which I'm like, I'm not, I just can't do that. So I purchased this course, literally one training. I learned a lot too. So like one training where it involved me like actually changing things completely changed her sleep. And that was the other thing that I thought, that I learned from this, which I always know. And I always talk to my clients about, small changes can literally change everything. Like literally the one training in this course changed our entire life, her entire sleep. And it's like, instead of feeling, I'm like, wow, some people would be like, oh my God, like, I literally don't even care if I never use anything else in that course again. It was worth every freaking penny from just that one training. And what we did, so what we changed to get her, like now she's sleeping like in 7 hour chunks, which literally never happened. Like I also like can shower and like get red. Like I'm not popping in there four times before I actually go to bed and put her down. Like it's absolutely insane. And the only thing that I changed, literally the only thing that I changed with it, this is still mind blowing to me, was that I don't nurse her to sleep. I nurse her at night. Like I'm still nursing and stuff like that, but I don't nurse her to sleep, and I'm not nursing her when she wakes up. So that was the biggest difference. So the foundational piece that like they go through in this course was like taking away the biggest sleep association, which I'm going to have her on the podcast, by the way. And if you are a parent, like I would highly recommend this course. I wonder if she does like affiliate program. If she does, I'll talk to her and I'll like always put the code in the show notes. But anyway, it's like taking away the one thing that right now your child associates with sleep. And what Madison associated with sleep was nursing, was my boob. Literally, like she used it as a pacifier. We were sleeping together. She was just, whenever she wanted, it was right there. And so that's why she felt like when she would wake, because it's normal for babies to wake up, but whenever she would wake up, she would look for the boob. And then when she wasn't there, she would cry. And so now when she wakes up, she goes right back to sleep because she'll just like reposition or whatever. And she's not looking for the boob. So she's just like, okay, I'm cool. I'm going right back to sleep. And it was a hard thing to change. And she did cry about it, of course, because she was like, what the hell? Like, I've always fallen asleep with the boob in my mouth. I've always, if I woke up, you always gave me the boob. Like, what is going on? So that was hard. And for the first night, when I was putting her to sleep, so I'm still rocking her to sleep. So I'm feeding her, taking her off the boob, and then rocking her to sleep. And then she falls asleep in my arms and I put her in the crib. And then when she wakes up, I'm just like, she's still waking up maybe two times in the middle of the night, sometimes once, which is amazing. Like, I'll freaking take it right now. And it's just getting better and better. And that's what I like too. It wasn't just like this hard whiplash of like, okay, all of a sudden we're going from co-sleeping to breastfeeding to sleep to I'm throwing you in your crib awake and like letting you cry. Like, I'm just not doing that. But anyway, so now when I'm rocking her to sleep, the first night she cried. Like, she cried for a few minutes, and I was holding her the whole time, talking her through, like, I know this is hard. I understand. Like, I'm here for you. I know this is a big change. Like, literally talking her through it, and holding her and rocking her the whole time. But she was just like confused. Like, where is the boob? Like, what is going on? And it was so hard for me to do that, but I knew that I needed to do that because she doesn't need it over, she's 10 months. She doesn't need it for calories anymore. She doesn't need it for like, because she's hungry. Like, she's eating plenty during the day. She's eating solids, like 3 meals a day, still breastfeeding on demand during the day, like all the things. So I knew it was just a habit that we needed to stop. And then when she would wake up in the middle of the night, that first night or two that I took that away, I would just rock her and she would like be nuzzling down to try and find my boob and she'd be crying. And it was so hard. But she would only cry for like maybe 3 minutes, 5 minutes, maybe, while I'm holding her. And then now, like, she really doesn't even look for it in the middle of the night when she wakes up. She just like wants me there. And I just rock her to sleep, put her down, and we're good. But I could not believe that after really the third night, that was when I was like, holy shit. She, like, she literally slept solid. I think it was like 7 hours, 8 hours. I was like, what? One night she did 9 hours straight. I couldn't believe it. And it was literally just from changing that one thing. You know, it was just really a good lesson for me of, one, trust my intuition. Like, I don't have to do the cry it out method that a lot of people are talking about. That's not the only way to do it. Is she sleeping a solid 12 hours? No. But again, she's made massive improvements from what it was. And we changed a lot at once. Like, we went from co-sleeping and nursing to sleep to not co-sleeping and not nursing to sleep. That's a big change for both of us. Like, honestly, it was harder on me than it was on her. but I'm just so happy that I trust my intuition of it. And it was just a really big lesson that I want you all to learn of, number one, always trust your instincts. Always, 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 always what you think is best for you and for everybody. It is, whether you have a baby or not, but like, strengthening your intuition is only going to serve you in every area of your life. The second thing I learned, and not I learned because, and I didn't learn this intuition thing. It's just like, I've known these things, but the second like thing that this strengthened within me, I would say, is that making one small change can literally change everything for you. Literally change everything. It was just absolutely insane. I say this to my clients all the time. Everything is connected, one small change at a time, because one change will positively impact every single thing in your life. One training can change your whole freaking life. Like, you could join the Mind Your Hormones Method today, listen to one training, make that change, and it changed your entire life. Like, I 100% wholeheartedly believe that. And this was just another example of it. Like, it is just so incredible how I saw that happen in front of my eyes. I like was like, wow, this is wild. And then like the other thing that really was strengthened was like, savor every moment. And I'm so happy that I savored every moment of us co-sleeping together. I like would go days without getting up, months without getting up before her and having that like solo alone time, because I was like, this isn't going to be like this forever. And I am savoring every moment of waking up with her in bed, waking up together and like just holding her in bed. Like, I savored every moment of that. And I'm so happy I did, because that time is no longer. And it's like so crazy. And they grow so fast. It's just so wild. So that is what I learned from that experience. That's why we did it. That's how we did it. I know some of you do co-sleep and maybe you wanted to know like how we transitioned out, and just like, I would highly recommend Little Wink Sleep. And they also do like, you know, they do further sleep training, I don't even like that word, but with it, where it's like, it's not crying it out in the beginning. I think it does eventually maybe get to that, but like you put them in the crib, but then like you'll sit there with them. Like it's this whole thing. But anyway, obviously that's like where the course comes in. So highly recommend you getting that if that's something you're interested in. I am going to have her on the podcast too, but you could follow her on Instagram, Little Wink Sleep. Such a huge difference. I love that she's about co-regulating and she's just very knowledgeable. I learned so much about her, about sleep and how it's so important for baby. Like it was just really, really amazing. But anyway, that is the update that's going on over here with sleeping. And I hope this was just like, I just like sometimes too, listening to podcasts where I'm just like seeing inside someone's life and like, just especially if you're on this journey towards motherhood or you are a mom, like knowing that if you've had hard decisions to make and you're sobbing while you're washing the dishes, like you're not alone. It's sometimes it's really freaking hard, or crying while they're crying and you're holding them. Like it can be a lot, but it's so worth it. And just really trust your intuition. Like that is the biggest thing ever as anybody, but especially as a mom. So let me know if this resonated with you. If you want more updates like this, I would love to share more of this. I know I'm going to do another episode on baby-led weaning. Come message me if you want like a full podcast episode on baby-led weaning, how we did it, how we're currently doing it, how we've transitioned like from months to month. Cause I absolutely love that too. But anyway, I love you so much. Share this with someone who's maybe pregnant right now and might be interested in this, or someone who is a mom and is co-sleeping and might want to transition out. It's always so helpful to hear other people's experiences and know that you're not alone, but I love you so much. I'm so grateful for you. Make sure you hop on the email list if you aren't already, because I send so much good stuff out there and I just want to make sure that we're connected in all the ways. But thank you for being here and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.